أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل له اتق الله أخذته العزة بالإثم فحسبه جهنم ولبئس المهاد. In the previous ayat, we read about Akhnas ibn Shurayb was one of the worst enemies of Islam, but he is very eloquent in speech and his talks were very, very effective, and people were impressed by him very greatly. He was very handsome and good looking also. He should come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he should say, "I love you very dearly, I love Allah Ta'ala, I love Islam." But when he went from Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, then he should cause great harm to Islam. In other words, the worst munafiq. On the face, outwardly, very, very sweet, but inside, causing the greatest harm to Islam. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains about him, and we should be very aware and conscious that there are enough Akhnas ibn Shurayqs which are living amongst us also today, that their talks are very sweet, appeal very much to us, and they are very nice, and they are causing great harm to Islam, changing the religion of Islam, where Islam has ordered women to be at home, they sort of force them out, and that they must go to workplaces, they must go to schools and universities, etc. Where Islam has made photography haram, they not only make it halal, but they appear on view on YouTube and on TV, etc. All the things which are against Islam, they promote. And outwardly, they are showing that they are great, that they love Islam very much and their lives are for Islam. But in fact, it is the very opposite. And Allah has taught us all this in the history of Islam, in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and in the Quran Sharif. Further, Allah explains about this person, Akhnas ibn Shurayq, and all who are his type. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Or جب اس سے کہا جائے کہ اللہ سے ڈر. When somebody advises, admonishes them and tells them, fear Allah. What are you doing? How can you do these things? أَخَذَتُ الْعِزَّةِ. تو آمادہ کرے اس کو غرور. Then his pride and his arrogance overtakes him. Who are you to tell me? We are great ulama and we know what we are doing. And we are the champions of Islam, and we are working for Islam. And in the meantime, for example, they will go for the awards of the radio to hotels where they are semi-dressed women in the nude, where drinking wine is being served, where there is music taking place, and they are present at such places and collecting awards for them. So then when you tell them, fear Allah, don't do these things, then the pride and arrogance overtakes them, bil ism, guna par, and more guna they commit. And they admit, they say that we are very, very, we are right, and we know what we are doing. And this is compound ignorance. One is, a person is ignorant. He knows I don't know. And a person who doesn't know, and he thinks he knows, and he thinks he's in the right, but he's totally in the wrong, that is the worst type of ignorance. And worse than that is when he leads others also astray. He himself is gone astray, and he leads others also astray. So then this pride and arrogance overtakes them. So Allah says, for such people, فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمْ. So كَعَفِهِ usku دُوزَ. Jahannam is only sufficient for these people. When their eyes will open, that is when people admonish them, advise them, they just can't seem to understand and they don't accept any advice. Now the only thing that will knock them into their consciousness is when Malakul Maut will appear. But then that will be too late and the time will have gone. Then now only Jahannam is left in front of them. And we have to be careful that we don't get dragged in with this also. We also side with such people, and we also honor such people, and we give them great respect also, and we are then accessories to it, and we are also in that group then. And there are many of us that are two-sided. We keep contact with the righteous ulama and the pious ulama also. And then we keep contact with these people also. Our hearts are this side also, and our hearts are that side also. And so this is what is called munafaqat, hypocrisy. And that is also terrible. A person must be one-sided and he must be on the truth. He doesn't have to be with any group, but he must be on the truth. And he must think for himself, as in Allah Ta'ala makes it clear, think for yourself a little bit. Allah gave you the faculty of thinking, don't just go by what everyone is saying. Don't just listen to what everyone is saying, whoever is saying it. But you've got your brains, and you have got your Quran in front of you, you've got the hadith, think for yourself that am I going on the path of Jannat, or am I going the path of Jahannam? Am I preparing for my akhirah, or am I preparing for dunya? Am I just worried of dunya to make the people of dunya happy, and I don't care, I don't worry what my matter is with Allah Ta'ala. I'm just worried about this dunya, and just that everything, all my friends, everything, we are all talking, and we are all saying, no, we are in the right. But think for yourself, who is really on the right? Who is on the haq? وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ اور وہ بے شک برا ٹھکانہ ہے. And that is a very, very evil and very terrible place, the place of Jahannam. Think in which direction you are going, where are you going to? Today, with the TV, with the YouTube, all TV programs, radio programs, a person is so engrossed in listening that he gets no time to make amal. Just when the radio station started at the beginning, they invited opinion that what did people benefit from the radio station. One youngster phoned in and said that before I should read 5 suparas every day in Ramadan. Now I don't get no time. I'm just listening to the radio all the time. So our time now is just listening to the radio and no time to make amal. Even namaz time programs carry on. And once a person is caught in that trap, and he just then even he misses his namaz, or at least he misses it with jamaat, because he just wants to listen what is being spoken there. And he's so trapped in that. And this is such a trap that to come out is very difficult. Because he thinks, I'm busy with deen, and I'm listening to deen he talks. If he's busy listening to some other thing, there's still a possibility that he will realize that I'm doing wrong things. I'm listening to this program, that program. But when he's listening to deen he talks, and adhan is going, namaz is standing up, but he's still busy listening. Then that person, very seldom, just like a person who is engrossed in bid'at, that person also, very seldom he gets tawfiq of making tawbah. Because he thinks, shaitan makes him think, you are in deen, and you are doing great deeny work. But in the meantime, he's doing the opposite of deen. All bid'at, new innovations, new things in deen, are the opposite of deen. But he is convinced, shaitan makes him think, I'm fully in deen. So where will he make tawbah? A person who is in other gunas, he will still realize that what I'm doing is wrong. This is guna. I must come out of it. And there is great hope he'll make tawbah and he'll correct himself. But a person who's caught up in these traps, it's very difficult. Then he thinks I'm fully in deen, and he goes against the people who even advise him. He will turn against them and he'll carry on with this wrong way. And as Allah Ta'ala clearly says, for such people only maut will make them realize. But then of course it's too late when you realize at that time. May Allah guide us to righteousness, protect our iman, and let us understand that we must stand for the truth, for akhirat, for deen, and not for dunya and the people of this dunya, and don't worry about the comforts and the enjoyments of this dunya, but that we prepare for our akhirat. Even if we have to go through some difficulty, but let us keep our eyes on the akhirat, on the pleasure of Allah, not to make people happy. May Allah give us tawfiq. SubhanAllah.